Or the beans from a chart perspective turning the corner? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. David Erickson joins us today with Ag Optimist out of Akron, Iowa. So let's talk about those soybeans. We got some turning going on, possibly?
I've been waiting to have this conversation with someone. I think the beans are starting to turn the corner, and I think we are starting to see that a little bit after the beans kind of made their high back in the middle of November. I think a lot of people have been kind of saying, maybe we're turning. But, you know, I do think now that we are turning and, we're above a lot of these moving average resistance levels that I would call them. And I don't think that we're going to get into a runaway just because right now a lot of people are still pretty negative. They're pretty negative, the greens overall, and what their conception of the whole thing is. But I do think that we are starting to turn the corner a little bit in these greens, and we've probably put the low in for the year. And now we'll just have to kind of wait and see how the crop goes in and what the soil profile is, and you know how the moisture comes in after that. But I think there are getting to be a few too many people that are leaning on the negative side of the grains right now.
So look at that. You talk about the weather and the concerns, and there's definitely been a lot of reading about that from a wheat perspective with the lack of snow cover and these bitterly cold temps right now.
Yeah, I think that is, and that's one thing that I will say up here where I'm located, wheat isn't a crop that's very prevalent for us, but I understand that it is probably the most global crop that I pay attention to on, you know, between the corn and the soybeans and the wheat. It's probably the most global because there's so many more different areas around the world that grow it than just us and just in the South. But I know right now, and one thing that I'm concerned about up here in the North is if we're getting this this cold blast, which we're going to be going through this weekend and the next week, and we'll see how long it persists and, you know, what the impacts are overall. But we don't have a lot of snow cover, which the snow cover could definitely provide a little bit of insulation and maybe lessen the harm that is going to come with this cold snap. But I look at here locally where I'm located, I look at the alfalfa and I consider how that crop is going to be impacted overall, and we'll just have to wait and see. We've had years where there's been really bad snow kill or frost kill, whatever you want to call it, and we'll see if that's one of those, or perhaps it's all getting worked up over nothing. But at the end of the day, the market is perceiving that there is going to be some damage, and we're seeing a little strength in the wheat market off of that.
Since we're talking about weather, let's look at it from a livestock perspective. As you and I were talking before we started today's market wrap up, was look 2 to 3 weeks down the road and see how this current weather situation is going to be weighing in, maybe literally, on the cattle.
Yeah, weighed in literally is a great way to put it, Susan. I think that when you look at it, there'd been a long time where I had been in the camp where the numbers were down, and they were, and we can't dispute that, and we're going to have a cattle and feed report that comes out this afternoon that's still probably going to show that we have less cattle than we had the year prior or the year prior. No one's debating that. But when you look at it, the weights for a while there, because the weather had been so favorable, were quite a bit higher than they were a year ago. So did it really balance itself out? Who knows? But now we're into a time period where we still have less numbers, because you can't just have more numbers overnight. But you're starting to see the weight starting to drop, and drop and drop. And I mean, there's been a couple different areas where, you know, perhaps the weather hasn't been all that favorable, whether it's been mud or whether it's been cold temps or what have you. Well, now we're going to see, we're really going to put the rubber to the road here, I think. And it's going to be really interesting coming up to see what the impact of this was, because, you know, we're going to have really cold temps. We're going to have more snow than a lot of these areas, perhaps in feeding country, perhaps not. Depends on where all the snow falls. They're not quite used to that. And then furthermore, we'll have to just keep an eye on how the plants continue to run their kill, if they continue to run them as normal, or if they have to push some cattle back because of this weather, and they have to close the plant because of weather. So, yeah, there's a number of things that go into a weather type market like this, and typically it's friendly to the cattle market overall, and I think that's what we're seeing today.
And of course, we did see that a little bit of a cash pickup, but mostly the push seems to be coming from the south and filtering to the north.
Yeah, absolutely. There has been. I mean, I think that you know, if there's a cattle feeder in the north that got a little more money than what they're anticipating, I think they should call their friend in the south and definitely thank them and let them know that, hey, you're the reason that we're seeing this, because there started to be some bids earlier in the day, and they just tended to progress higher and push higher, and I think it's because of the lack of the numbers in the south, and I think there are some cattle that are being bought in the north and heading south as well. So I definitely think they are the driver.
All right. Joining us, of course, today, David Erickson with Ag Optimist out of Akron, Iowa. Quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the Friday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.